Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today on the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk a little bit more in depth on innovation. We've talked about it before, product innovation, breakaway products, building a pipeline of innovation. And today I'd like to talk about relentless innovation. You know, these non-one-hit wonders. You see many companies where they have one product and then fail to capitalize on that product or breakaway innovation across the pipeline of products that they have or are building for the future. Growth of their company, being able to put products along the supply and demand chain, and really understanding what happens on the front end. And in order for you to sustain this pipeline of innovation, you really have to be relentless in everything that you do. And so today we're going to talk about that relentless innovation. You know, what it is, what is it? You know, how do we implement it? And how do we recognize it? Many times people look at this subliminally. And why you see so many companies that have this relentless innovation strategy in place. And it's kind of inherent through the visionary of the company. We talk about this through the Visionary Chronicles all the time. And we want to make sure you understand that more often than not, these strategies that are put in place, all of these all-encompassing innovation platforms are driven by the visionary of the company. And he or she is the one that drives that long-term. So when you look at this strategy around relentless innovation, you know, how do companies like Apple and Nike continue to dominate their category and never look at the competition for the most part? And what I mean by that is that if all you're doing is looking in the rear view mirror as to what other competitors are doing, you're not able to see through the front window as to what the future looks like. So if you're going to carry a product category, you're going to be the leader in that category, you have to take to heart this strategy around relentless innovation. You just can't have one great product. You have to continually be playing the hits. You can't have a one-hit wonder and expect that that's going to carry you for generations. And again, we talked about it before, but one area or one company that we saw some time ago that Apple had gotten the idea on how to create and build the iPod was Sony. And Sony had the Walkman at the time, and they had a great run with the Walkman. You know, 20, 25 years of selling 100 million units, but they were complacent. And this was, in fact, a breakaway product and was something that established them ahead of other competitors, many times generations. But they rested on their one-hit wonder and really didn't evolve the product over time. So what happened was Apple came in with the iPod with a lot of the design integration coming from and adapted from the Walkman, but they just made it much better. So when you're looking at this strategy of relentless innovation, what is the definition of this? And what it comes down to is a consistent and continual strategy to build, create, and release a consistent pipeline of commercially viable breakaway ideas. And as a result, dominate all phases of the supply and demand curve. And kind of breaking that down, what I looked at when I was putting together this definition of what relentless innovation looks like, we needed to make sure that they understood that it's commercially viable. You know, when we look at an idea, a lot of things up on the drawing board, concepts that never come to reality, we have to make sure that we're balancing commercial viability with these breakaway ideas. But at the same time, you want to have a free-flowing ideation process that allows the creators within your brand to come up with potentially great breakaway ideas. If you don't have that on the front end, you're not going to have anything on the back end other than imitation products that are safe, not risky, and won't allow you to command a leadership position, and as a result, compress your price points and margins at the same time. So if you can do this and be able to build this culture around this pipeline of breakaway ideas through relentless innovation, but at the same time, the balancing of ensuring that when you look at these ideas and they're up on the whiteboard and concepts, that they have to be commercially viable from the standpoint of going up against competition. What is our point of difference? How are we going to gain market share? And what are the channels we can distribute this product into? And is it a part of our core competency? So all of these things are balanced and measured as you start talking about relentless innovation. So you want to make sure that when you look at the teams you're putting together in this process, and I say process because many people throw the word innovation around very loosely. And they think just because they have a team and a graphic design team or a product team, that as a result of that, they've got this great innovation platform. Well, it really takes a strategy around building a team, number one, that has the freedom and the creative expertise and the creative mindset to be able to come up with these great breakaway ideas. And it's the freedom to fail. So when you look at this, many companies just don't want the risk. We talk about it all the time. Without risk, there's no reward. And if you have a culture where they don't embrace failure, they don't embrace risk, then you don't have a failure of relentless innovation, because you can't successfully commercialize a great breakaway idea without breaking a few things along the way. So it doesn't make any sense if you're trying to dominate your category, dominate the phases of your supply and demand chain, and be able to build products, both breakaway and drawdowns, through that supply and demand chain without having this platform of relentless innovation. So I've actually put together a few points here for you as you look at, do you, number one, have a platform of relentless innovation? And if so, what is that? So I've given you the definition, what I see as the definition of what is relentless innovation. Now we say, how do we build this platform? So the first thing I looked at was build a closed loop ideation and commercialization process. And what I mean by that is that once an idea is vetted, have a method to your madness. Have a process that takes this idea, runs it through a vetting process, which is the marketability of the product, the commercial viability of the product, the ability to produce the product within a price point that makes sense for the market you're trying to sell it into. So just because you have a great idea doesn't mean that idea is commercially viable. Now, I will tell you that when I was at Oakley, we had many breakaway ideas that were technology driven. They weren't necessarily going to be our best sellers in the marketplace. It just established us as a leader in the category from a technology perspective. And the sooner we got that into the marketplace, the sooner we showed our consumers, our community, our retailers, the further we moved along the leadership ladder. And everybody who was following us took our lead. Very similar to Apple, and at the time, way back in the day with Microsoft, is that, hey, imitation only takes you so far. You need a leader in order for you to imitate. So we're talking about being the leader, not the imitator, and you're going to have people who will follow you because of your successes. And I would take that as a compliment. And because if you have the proper relentless innovation platform in place, you don't care if somebody follows you because you're the leader. So they're always going to be looking for what is your next product, what is your next technology, what is your next service. So don't get offended by that and don't worry about it. Just move on with your closed loop ideation and commercialization process. But have a process is my first point. The cutting room floor leads to frustration. And I mentioned before, One of the most frustrated designers you'll ever see are those inside of concept shops with automotive companies like GM or Ford. When they first put this product up on the whiteboard, it's beautiful in design. They're probably the most talented designers that I've seen. But what happens is that gets diluted and watered down to a product that commercially is viable for the market they're selling to. So you have to have a connecting point between who you're trying to sell to and making sure that it's commercially viable for your community. So the second point I'll say is, once you've built that commercialization process, ideation loop, this closed loop I call it, and process and vetting process, is give this team the freedom to fail. Failure is not final. And many people say, well, we give a lot of latitude to our designers to do what they want in order to be able to build great products. Well, they really don't. Because when they look at it and they say, well, what is the commercial viability of this product? It may be a new channel opportunity. It may be an extension of what you're currently doing. And it may take you outside of your comfort zone, but you have to be a leader in order for you to either establish market share or to gain market share from one of your competitors. So the freedom to fail, and failure is not final. So provide an environment to allow these creators to breathe, the freedom to fail, and the ability to realize success, which ties us back to the first point. If you don't have a closed loop ideation and commercialization process that vets out these ideas, you'll never have anything that'll succeed. So as a result, they get very thin skin and they don't give them the freedom to fail. They got the freedom to succeed, but you can't succeed without some failures. So the second thing is freedom to fail. And the third point is an input mechanism, an adaptable output. And what I mean by this is some type of input mechanism which gives an ideation process of adaptable technologies. And when we look at adaptable technologies, they're a cornerstone to the creative genius of products in the marketplace we see today. And I use Sony to iPod as an example. And this can also be alternative products adapted to your idea. And a great example of this was that when Nike was coming up with the Free concept, the Flywire concept, it was a brilliant idea. They actually wanted to take the weight out of the shoes, enhance construction, and allow it to be more comfortable as a result. Well, that's a huge undertaking. So there was nothing available on the marketplace for the design and creative team to use. So what they did is they actually took a product that was invented by, of all places, NASA. Now, who goes to NASA, a footwear company? But it's an adaptable technology to the product you're trying to create. So they had two things they were pulling together here. One was they needed something, in this case, Vectron, five times stronger than steel, a flywire technology, integrated in with a design that allowed for comfort and strength. That's a huge undertaking. So on the comfort level, so they had the strength with FireWire with Vectran. Now they needed the comfort, the suspension, they called it. So when you look at the ideation and the adaptable technology or product, they actually looked at suspension bridges, how suspension bridges flow with the wind, but they're extremely strong in their structural integrity. So they use suspension bridges. So it's a great idea. You need to have input mechanism with adaptable output. And this, again, is a cornerstone to creative genius on great breakaway products. And the fourth point is don't dwell on the past. Make sure that you move on to the future. Don't relax when you've had a great idea that's been commercialized. You can use that idea that you've commercialized on a breakaway technology to draw down to other products along the supply chain. That's the strategy for relentless innovation that allows you the ability to put a product on the back end of the supply chain at a lower price point because it's a previous generation. So don't dwell on the past, move on to the future. The past is the rear view mirror while the window is the future. So make sure you're always looking ahead. Move on and move forward, I call it. You want to make sure that you have a technology that's commercially viable. And once you have that commercially viable product and technology and you've commercialized it, move on to the next generation. Unless you move on to the next generation, you're stuck in the past and your competitors will pass you by and you'll lose your leadership position. And number five is build off of breakaways and migrate these technologies to other products across additional price tiers. And a great example of this is the iPhone or footwear that Nike or Adidas or apparel. What you see are what they call line extensions or drawdown technologies that are adapted for other price points so they don't have to apologize for being a premium brand, but yet they can adapt their product to satisfy another customer tier or price point. So it's a brilliant strategy once you have this pipeline in place that you can do and build off of these breakaways and migrate those along the price point and supply and demand chain. So make sure that once you build that, that you have this migration of what's been built in the past and then building for the future so you can continue this relentless innovation that is just pounding on your competitors. So move from the past to the future, build off those breakaways, migrate your price tiers to adapt it to other price points and other consumer demographics. Now, number six is be relentless, be the leader. And what I mean by that is have this process of these 5 points in place and make sure it becomes a perpetual cycle of innovation. Don't rest on what you've already created. Move on to the next breakaway technology. Until you do that consistently and effectively and timely and communicate it properly to your consumer demographic, you will never be considered a leader in your category. When you create a path for others to follow, there will be competitors that will copy you, but understand that's a previous generation. And if you're doing your job, you shouldn't care if somebody copies your product. They're commodity driven, you're premium driven. Remember, you're selling a lifestyle, not a product. So wrapping this relentless innovation strategy, these breakaway products, technologies, allows you to sell yourself a lifestyle of making people's lives better, giving them more time, and allowing them to be either better athletes, better people, more productive in their everyday life. So that's a huge accomplishment for any brand that has that in place. So don't have or worry about your competitors. If you built this innovation pipeline, you should be able to surf this while others try to ride your wave, which is already crested. I use that as an analogy, obviously, coming out of Southern Cal, and I don't surf, but I see a lot of people that do, and it's just a great visual analogy of other people trying to catch a wave that's already been ridden. You want to be on the front end of that wave, not on the back end crashing. So make sure that whatever you do, you're relentless. Have a process in place, and I'll recap here. Again, what is relentless innovation? It's a consistent strategy to build, create, and release a pipeline of commercially viable breakaway ideas and dominate all phases of the supply and demand curve. And how is that done? First point, build a closed loop ideation and commercialization process. Two, freedom to fail. Failure is not final. Three, have an input mechanism and an adaptable output for breakaway products. Number four, don't dwell on the past, move to the future. Number five, build off your breakaway technologies, service, and migrate those along the supply and demand chain. Number six, be relentless and be a leader. Be a leader and you'll have a first mover advantage in your product category or service. Would like to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles today. I really appreciate your time, and hopefully you've enjoyed the subjects that we talk about each week here on the Visionary Chronicles. And we feel it's very important. We understand that there's professional needs and support you need with your companies and with your brands, but we also appreciate the fact that you've got some personal needs. As leaders of companies and brands, there are many things that you have to deal with, and we want to make sure that we're addressing those as well. If you like what you hear, we would really appreciate subscribing to The Visionary Chronicles. Are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and Podbean. So we would really appreciate if you'd subscribe and look forward to bringing additional episodes to you each week. So again, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Look forward to the next podcast.